Hello.
Hello, sister.
One moment. Hear me now.
Yes, sir.
You weren't coming through on my headphones.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, now I am. How are you?
How are you? Jinx! Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, I never heard of that.
What?
I never heard of pinch poke. I just heard of Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
No, you say Jinx, and then if they say, then you have to be silent.
I know.
And so then once they're silent, if they break it, then you get to pinch poke them, they owe you a Coke.
Wow, that's a real extravagant game. We never did that. We just said, Jinx, show me a Coke.
No, they have to remain silent.
No!
Forever.
Ah.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. So.
Well.
We're early this week.
Yeah, we had to arrange our recording schedule for our big event. We are going to see Dancing with the Stars live. Whoa.
Yay. This is the third year we go.
That's it?
Right? Yeah.
We've been in San Antonio.
I think you... That's the first time we ever went. And then you went to see the brother and sister.
Julian.
Their names just went out of my...
Huff.
Yeah. With Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you saw that. And then we went last year to Fair Park and saw Dancing with the Stars again. And then we're going again. This is a better venue. This one's in Grand
Prairie. Yeah, I don't like that venue from last time.
No, it's old.
Yeah.
This ought to be fun. We're going to see Val.
Yep, I'm looking forward to seeing Val. That's pretty much it. hopefully Frankie Muniz won't be there.
Oh, God. Who won? I don't even remember.
Grocery Store Joe? It was.
But he's going to be on
it. Was Val's fiance, whoever her partner was. Oh, wait, no, her partner was Joe.
I have no idea.
Wait, I really think it was Grocery Store Joe.
I think we have Alzheimer's. No, it wasn't. You know what? It might have been because when they said who won.
It was a disaster.
Nobody clapped.
I really think it was Grocery Store Joe.
Nobody clapped or anything.
That's why he's on tour.
I do remember. Oh, no. My gosh. Okay.
Are we sure it wasn't the radio guy?
It was.
Okay.
That's who it was.
Phew.
The radio guy was Sharna.
Okay. That's a little bit better. What's his name? Billy Bones.
Yes. But still, nobody clapped. Everybody was like shocked.
Yeah, I wanted to be Whitney's partner. The Disney star.
The young guy?
Yeah. The one from the practices, son.
Yes, he should have won. Oh, wow.
Wow, we really...
How quickly we forget.
We need to work on... We need...
Like, I had Alzheimer's.
We need to do that game or that thing. Have you ever seen newborns? They put, like, these shapes on paper for newborns, and they, like... somehow it develops their brain.
Oh. You think we
Yeah,
that?
I've seen a lot of YouTube or Instagram people do it.
Oh, okay. I'm game.
You just lay on your stomach and look at them. Oy.
Okay. And then it makes you smart or you have to...
You just look at them.
Put it in a pattern or... Oh.
Well, it's supposed to be for infants who can't do anything, so... But on that same note, I do have some interesting topics or an interesting topic. I have. Have you ever heard of infant swimming lessons?
Well, yeah, I think.
Like infant, like 6 months old.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just kind of throw it in the water and they kind of just start floating back up.
Yeah. So I've never heard of that, but it's like all the craze on the internet. And I saw two different Instagram people do it, and they like, yeah, they like put their baby in, and their baby, they like teach it how to like turn over on its back so that it floats.
Yeah, I've seen that's that. Insane. That's not a new thing. Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Well, the one of them I saw, the like baby just was crying.
But yeah, I don't think I could.
The other one I saw, the baby wasn't. So,
Well,
I think I'd do it.
Yeah,
you give your baby a shot, a vaccination.
Yeah, but that's for their life.
So I mean, is infant swimming lessons. It's not made for them to learn how to, like, relax in the pool. It's for survival.
I guess.
Well, I've never had a baby, but the statistics.
You're very overprotective. I don't see you throwing your baby in.
That's why you have to do it.
Okay. We'll see.
I saw the statistics this person posted, and a baby can drown in the water in 20 seconds. It doesn't get up.
Yeah. Yeah. But most baby drownings are like in the bathtub, stuff like that. How is learning how to float going to save you in the bathtub? Because their head is about half the body weight of their whole body, and so if they slip and fall, or if they're sitting in the tub and then they kind of fall laying down on their face, they can't get up.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, and a lot of people will put their baby in the bath and then turn around and do something, and in 1 minute their baby has drowned.
I never heard of that.
Yes, swimming lessons will not cure that. Because they won't bounce back to the top. I mean, they're in the pool with their, I mean, in the tub with their head down.
Wow, that's sad. I thought that's why you're supposed to give them a bath in the sink. But this is like a one.
Well,
like
are you a, just pay attention.
Well, this is like a older baby.
You don't. The ones that you throw in the pool?
Well, yeah. And the ones that drown in the bathtub, I guess.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
That's sad.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I know. I know. That's why you got to watch.
Well, it is pretty amazing to watch, though, on the Instagram, the babies, like, doing it.
Yeah, because it's like an instinct, I guess. I don't know, but we're not fish. I don't know why we would have an instinct to float. We don't have an instinct to fly.
I think it's an instinct to survive.
Maybe.
Just like you can, we're not made to lift cars off people, but people can when they're in that mode.
Yeah, I guess. Very interesting.
Yeah. I know so little of the world.
You know so little, but you know so much.
I know.
It's very strange.
I know. I didn't know babies drowned in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. That's the most common drowning of a baby.
I never hear that on the news.
Well, I guess it doesn't make the news. I don't know, but it happens a lot. That's why you're not supposed to leave your baby in the tub. They can't get out if they fall or turn over.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
Anyways.
No, you're very, very protective.
I am. On another note that I didn't know, this truly is Mother's Knows Best. I see people everywhere. It's even on the news. People are getting their boobs taken out, their boob jobs taken out.
Oh, yeah. That's not new either.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's what when they first invented the saline, it's because the silicone was making people sick, and people were having the silicone breasts were rupturing inside women's bodies and making them really sick and causing all kind of autoimmune disease and all that. So then they invented the saline. But I think the saline's doing this not maybe as bad, but I don't think the saline
What's
is.
an
I
autoimmune
mean, I think that's
disease?
making people like your body fights off. Your body is continually thinking that it has to fight off a sickness. So it's like, hypersensitive to anything.
Oh, okay.
So
I always hear that word. I
like
never know what it means.
rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. It's like your body's attacking stuff that thinks it's making it, and so it makes your joints sick, your joints hurt. What's another one? Lyme disease, that kind of stuff.
Is it the gluten? What is it? Celiac?
Celiac? No, I don't think that's autoimmune. I could be wrong, but I know rheumatoid arthritis is. What's the other one? Hashimoto's disease? Hashimoto?
ALS?
No, it's Hashimoto's disease. It's anyway, yeah, it's but the saline was supposed to be a cure because it's salt water, and if your implants were to leak, it wouldn't be like some foreign chemical like silicone in your body, but I think that that's making that that's having its side effects
Well,
too.
I think it's not the inside whole process, right?
Like the implant
Yeah.
itself, the plastic
And yeah,
ball
putting it in there,
pouch.
cutting yourself open.
Yeah, it's a foreign substance. Yeah.
Crazy. I follow two different bodybuilders that all bodybuilder women get fake boobs, and they both got their boobs out.
Because they were sick.
They, yep. And I heard it on Heather Dubrow
Yeah.
and Terry Dubrow.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, though, a lot of it is mental,
He
right?
said it, I think he said it was almost like 50-50, but if they think it is, he does it anyways because it'll, like, placebo, they'll be cured if they take
Yeah.
them out,
Yeah.
which is mind-boggling.
Yeah, just goes to show how powerful your mind
Yeah, you
is.
can decide to be unsick.
Or
Sick.
you could have decided to be sick, and when just this one instance occurs, you feel cured. So it's not like you decided to be unsick, it's like you decided to stop being sick because it was
Are
fake
you
in
saying
the first
what came
place.
first, the chicken or the egg?
No, I'm saying if you have cancer, I don't think you can decide to not have cancer. But if you have are having symptoms of something, or you think you are, and you say, "Oh, it's because of my implants," and then you take the implants out and it's all of a sudden cured, you really weren't sick to start off with.
Well, you could have been. It could have been the implants.
But that's what I'm saying. Dr. Dubrow said it's 50-50.
Yeah, but I'm saying it could have really been the implants.
Yeah. But I mean, if you have cancer, it's not 50-50 that it's in your brain,
Well, yeah.
that it's just all in your mind, that kind of
Yeah.
thing.
But your mind
So,
can still do crazy things. I
yeah.
heard something recently. Man, I can't remember the story enough. It had something to do with the Holocaust. And it was somebody that was imprisoned. And they had, like, said that they knew that they would be free by some date or something. And when that date came and they weren't free, they like died the next day.
Oh yeah, I believe
Like
that.
something.
You can keep
Yeah.
yourself positive enough or hopeful enough.
Yeah. Something crazy like that.
Yeah. Yeah, mind is a powerful thing.
Anyways, let's talk about some trash TV like The Bachelor.
Yeah. It's getting good.
Will you accept this rose?
No rose ceremony this week, sister. He had to walk off on the beach because he couldn't handle the arguing.
I don't know if anybody follows me on Instagram, but I did do on this already. Instagram plug.
So funny.
I was cracking up, so. And I follow Demi on Instagram. And she posted on her story. She was like, there is not enough Demi in this episode. It is not funny without me. And I was like, wow.
She is too much. I mean, where did that chick come from?
I don't know. I can't decide if she's an actress or not.
I think she's real. Yeah. I mean, you can't be like, I don't know. That's real, and it's white trash, and it's
she has
annoying and arrogant and cocky.
She has a lot of girls are friends with her. She's not a true villain. She's a semi-villain.
Well, I think, yeah. Villain she light. Picks and chooses. She it's like she has an issue with one person at all times.
Yeah. Maybe.
She doesn't have everybody hate her guts. Like, she's the mean girl. Like, she has her little posse, yet she's mean to the other ones. You know?
But I don't like any of the people she's been mean to, so. I guess I'm going to have to be the villain when I'm on The Bachelor.
Oh, that would be so fun. I'm going to say, Lindsay is here for the wrong reasons. I've got to tell him.
Yeah. I can't with Havana and the other girl fighting about.
How dumb was that? This went on and on and on.
And when Colton comes over and they just stop fighting mid-sentence. Ugh. Cracking me up.
And he doesn't like
no,
anyone.
I know. They can
so
both
who cares?
Go home.
Havana, that's funny. Okay, so I have a couple of notes. Best quote is from Heather.
Who's Heather?
I think she's the she's the 13-year-old that's never been kissed.
Oh.
Except I think she's 25.
Right.
She said, I dated someone for 8 months and we never kissed.
Yeah.
That's not dating. That's like going to the movie with your roommate. That's just crazy.
Well, on Kid Craddock in the Morning, Big Al said that she didn't kiss like she's never been kissed. So he thinks she's been lying this whole time just for a bit.
I think so too. And then they were at the, I don't even know where they were at on their date. And they were waving to someone or whatever. And Colton says, are you allowed to blow a kiss? And she says, oh, yes. So then they start blowing kisses to whoever is in the boat or whatever. It's like that's the line of the night. Are you allowed to blow kisses?
That is pretty funny.
No. And then the camera shots with the close-up of the mouth.
I loved it.
Did you critique that on your Instagram? Because
yes,
I wrote
I
that down.
That, the editing was top notch for that.
Like she was going to eat him up.
Yeah, I had to fast forward. After I saw that they finally kissed, I had to fast forward because that was boring. But
I mean, gee whiz.
If he doesn't pick Cassie, the editing has thrown me for a loop because. They spent a whole day on a deserted island doing nothing.
And I don't think he's ever talked to her before.
Not on the show.
Have you seen him talk to her? Yeah. It's like they've been,
but
they've
remember,
been doing some
Sean
fishy
Lowe
stuff.
Never talked to what's her name.
Exactly. When he picked her, it's like, who is she?
And they're married and have two kids.
Yeah. Same thing with Cassie. Well, and then the redhead, what was all that drama about? Like, she's in love with him? and had to go visit him
herself. Think that she thought that he was going to be like, no, please stay. And he didn't. So she left.
Well, and I think you're right from your critique. It's about that time in the series that somebody has to go find him in his room alone and, you know, and then end up leaving. That's just par for the course. Yeah. But, yeah, I thought she was beautiful. She looks like the redhead secretary on Mad Men.
I think she's really pretty.
I thought way too old and way too mature and experienced for little boy.
Yeah,
Colton.
He's a virgin. Don't forget.
He needs to stay with blowing kisses with 13-year-old.
My favorite quote of the night is, "I never usually let a girl in my bed on the first date."
Yeah.
I was like, we know you're a virgin.
They can't stop with the virgin.
I almost feel like the editors are like making fun of him now.
Yeah, it's all
it's
just
been taken to a whole another level.
Yeah, and it's just it's unbelievable and great to watch. Okay, so how about let's go on a group date on The Bachelor and go to the jungle where it's so freaking humid, you're soaking wet and eating.
Don't worry,
bugs.
I fast forward through that entire date.
Did you see Miss Alabama eat a freaking worm?
I can't stand Miss Alabama. She is my least favorite person on there.
I agree. Because after she did that, I'm like, okay, you're a little too thirsty. See how cool I am?
She just reminds me of somebody I used to know, and I can't look past it.
Somebody that I used to know. Well, I just thought every group date so far has been more terrible than the one last week. So, I mean, the bugs in the jungle.
Yeah, why is it like a challenge? Can we just go to Bora Bora?
And the snake, snakes on his neck. And then he runs off screaming like a little girl.
I didn't watch it. I fast-forwarded.
They put a snake around his neck, and I thought he was going to cry. I hate snakes. I mean, I hate snakes too, but you went on the date.
Yeah, I swear the whole show is making fun of Colton. They're trying to figure out how to keep people engaged, and they're going to take it to that level.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Like, let's just put this dork on here, and we'll make fun of him the whole time. It'll be like a gag. A bit.
Yeah, we'll everybody else will think it's serious. We'll make fun of him. We'll edit it to make it look really ridiculous. I think that's genius. Really?
Yeah, because I thought for sure I was going to hate this season, but I actually kind of like it. Demi's funny. The editing's funny. I either think he's going to pick Cassie or he's going to pick the big-eyed blogger.
Yeah, she kind of looks like a deer in the headlights. Bambi.
Yeah, she looks like Twiggy.
Exactly. But I read a spoiler that says...
Spoiler alert.
It's not going to be any kind of rose ceremony at the end like you've ever seen.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
If there's even one.
Oh, so the other girl's going to be like, bye!
Either that or he tells everybody to leave and doesn't.
We've had that before.
Doesn't pick anybody. Yeah, we have. Gosh, that was back when it was really the best Bachelor finale ever in history.
Who was it? It was with now Melissa Wycroft, right?
Well, that one, and then the one, no, well, that one, he picked Melissa, and then he changed his mind and picked the other one, kind of like Ari. But it was the one, not Jake. What was his name with the blonde?
Emily?
Yes. He didn't pick anybody his first season.
I can't remember. It is Jake.
It might be Jake. He was a bar owner from Austin. Yeah, he didn't pick either one, the last two. And then
he wanted a redo.
He had his second. Yeah, and then he met Emily, and it was all Emily the whole season. There was no doubt that it was going to be her.
But then, she was the bachelorette, right?
Yeah, because she broke up with him at the reunion. Not the reunion, but like after the rose ceremony.
Man, that was good times.
You know, yeah, those were best finale in Bachelor history, yeah, as Chris Harrison was. Now, no.
Yeah.
But I hear it's coming up again because I read a spoiler that said it's not going to be what you think it is. Or so, who knows?
Well,
anyway.
Moving on?
Sure.
Did you see Tom Tom, Vanderpump Rules? They opened the store.
I absolutely love how Ariana and Katie are like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Look at what you've done. And it's like, dude, they saw it yesterday, like you.
Yeah. Ariana looks so good. I love her blunt bob.
I do too, but I find she's so dang puffy.
That's what
it's like, her eyes.
That's filler.
I don't know. I guess, but like, her eyes are so puffy. It looks like she just woke up all the time.
Yeah, I think it's her filler.
I don't know. But I love her hair. I do. She looks better than she has, I think.
She used to be so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I do love the whole Tom pretending to be the owner bit.
Did you see I have a quote for this show as well. They are walking in their matching outfits, Tom and Tom. They put their heads together in a headlock, and they do and he says, Schwartz says, you just got to add a T in the front, and that's that bad boy.
Yeah.
Like Tom.
Yeah, I did hear that.
I just thought it was so stupid. It was funny.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful restaurant, but it's all from the designer and Lisa Vanderpump's money.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go there.
Yeah, we should go to L.A.
I don't like L.A., though. So much traffic. And it's not like...
We've been to New York.
I don't know. I know, I like New York. You could walk everywhere. Can't walk anywhere in L.A.
True.
But
I guess we won't go.
I would like to go to Tom. Okay. Let's see. What other issues brought up there?
Poor little Sheena. She just wants Stassi and Katie and Kristen to like her, but they never will.
7 years later. Yeah. Same old shit.
Yes. 7 years.
Is that how long that show's been on? It has to, because
7 years or seven
seasons?
They
were like 23. I don't know, but they were like 23, and now Stassi's 30.
True. Wow.
Jax is 39.
But we haven't been watching that for 7 years. I wasn't watching that when I was in college. Was I? I've only been out of college for four.
I don't know, sister. Four? I don't know. Well, I just am very happy that Raquel has finally put the kibosh to James and Lala's friendship.
Yeah.
Because James was going to write a letter to her man.
Yeah, apologizing.
And Raquel's like, why? Why do you want to be friends with her? What am I supposed to do? Just sit here and you're friends with Lala again? It's like, finally!
No, it's more like, why? Why do you want to be friends with her? And I'll just be... hanging out with the dog robot.
You're good. But still, finally.
And she never smiles. You said that.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's always got those,
she's a robot.
Puppy dog eyes.
She's a robot. Robots don't smile. Yeah.
She's a model.
True.
And then best part, Lisa uninvited Kristen. The only one that didn't get to go.
Yeah.
And she's sitting on her bed eating pasta, crying.
That was pretty harsh.
I love it.
I'm so glad
she shouldn't it's not be about, there.
What's his name in Brittany? Jax.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
And Jax?
Yeah, he's 39, by the way.
I know. And he just seems so fake. I don't know.
Yeah, he does. And he talks a big game and he anyway. Wouldn't do anything he says.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all I have written down on that. I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty mild.
Yeah, well, nothing big happening. I don't know. Stassi's boyfriend steaming her outfit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm so glad to have a boyfriend like him.
Yeah, he cares about me. He's doing my clothes.
Yeah. I was like, I probably had
like such low standards.
I know. I was like, I've had 100 boyfriends that would have done that.
I know. It's like, I mean, you finally have a boyfriend that doesn't like call you a bitch and tell you to leave me alone.
He's so good.
Anyway, yeah.
Well,
you should keep him.
Below Deck reunion happened.
Ah, loved it. I really wish they'd have brought Caroline and Chandler on, though.
Me too.
And
all I have to say is I love that the captain fight as thieves with Kate.
Oh, yeah.
He clarified on all accounts. Did Kate do this wrong? Nope. Did Kate do that? Nope. What would you have done if you were Kate? Fired her?
Yeah. On the spot.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever she screamed at her, you need to check yourself. That right there, I would have been like, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Check this.
You need to check yourself. Not even, you're being mean, you're being this, you didn't check, you checked my work, you need to check yourself. I would have been like, excuse me?
Yeah, and I thought the biggest part of the whole reunion probably went by right over most people's heads when they said that Ross had hooked up with Hannah.
Yeah, Ross is hooked up with
from
everyone.
From the other boat. But Hannah?
Yes.
That's from the other boat. Gee whiz.
But you know the...
Do you know who he's with right now?
Who?
The charter guest that was the biatch.
Oh, yeah.
That was wrapped up in the cocoon.
Yeah. And they said, isn't she married?
Yes.
Yes, I did hear all that.
That's who he's with now. He brought her, this is what Riley said to on the podcast I heard her on today, that when her and Ross and I think Ashton went on Watch What Happens Live a few weeks ago after an episode or, you know, during the season, he brought Crystal with him to the taping. And when they were showing clips of Ross trying to get with Riley when they were drunk and out and, you know, how they were, she was in the audience, livid, and threatened Riley at the hotel that night.
No way.
And she's like, and yeah, and Riley's like, dude, aren't you married? What are you doing here?
Wow.
And it's like, yeah.
I love it.
Anyway, but the thing with Hannah, my gosh.
Yeah.
What happened to the baby mama?
I guess.
Oh, I missed.
I guess she said no.
Anyway, but I did like the reunion. I liked how pretty Kate was.
Yeah. I did appreciate, you know, her and Josiah saying, like, yeah, we were mean to Caroline after she pushed us to the breaking point.
Yeah. Well, and Josiah said she went and told she went and told everybody else fake lie stuff about everything we had done. He said we weren't gonna let her get away.
Yeah, and he said Laura had you could have been nicer to her. And I wanted to be like, are you kidding me? Josiah was like, I've never been so patient with anybody in my entire life.
Yeah.
He was like, usually it's we tell you
and
once.
And she wasn't, Laura wasn't even there.
I know. She was, he was like, we tell you once, you write it down, and then if you can't get it, you refer to your notes. I like that.
Exactly. Well, and it's not like, I mean, it's like keeping house. I mean, who don't know how to put a load of towels in the dryer? Who doesn't know how to pick up the bathroom, you know? It's just ridiculous. It's not like she's doing physics or anything.
I love how when they re-showed the tape of Kate saying, I thought since you had so much experience because you've been a
chief stew
that you would know how to do turndown. So let's go down. I just love that. Like, she doesn't even sugarcoat it at all. Like, did you forget? Or I was looking and I saw that there were still towels. Like, no, she was like, it looks like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Let's go down here and have a check.
You need to check yourself. Every time I see that, it makes me want to punch her in the face.
I know. Well, and so her and Ashton are not together, right?
And not from what I could tell.
I don't know. What did they say? That they were very fond of each other? Or
yeah, very like weird thing to say.
Yeah. And then Riley and Tyler are not together.
Well, they left separate, so.
Yeah. And then the thing with Adrian and his being inappropriate.
I did like how Ross was like, why would you wait till the last day we were on the boat to say something?
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that
last week. Oh, we did already? Yeah. Okay, well, Riley said, because she was asked, did Adrian do that kind of stuff to you? And she goes, no. She said, Adrian probably figured that I would have ate him up alive if he'd have done that to me.
True.
It's like, yeah, he didn't want to mess around with you, piranha.
Yeah. I did like the camera guy come on who saved Ashton's life.
Yes. That was so real and honest. Yeah. Emotional. I like that. I like that too. So how old do you think Kate is?
39, 40? She looks a little road hard though.
Well, Heather McDonald asked Riley, and Riley said, I think she's 34.
No.
And Heather said, no. She said, oh, that sounded terrible. She said, she just seems so mature and in control and forceful, like a very mature
professional old
woman who's a lot older than 34. Well, she was born in 1983, same year as your brother.
Wow.
So she's 35. She's 35. I looked
she
it up.
She needs to sleep more. All those late nights on the – working nights on the boat.
Well, you know, I think she has that look that she's probably always looked a little older than she is. She doesn't have a baby face or anything. But,
no, but she has
so
like
probably
bags
at 45,
under her eyes.
She's still going to look like that. Well, yeah. I don't know. I just thought, wow.
And how old's
she
Riley?
She carries herself like she's 40. Riley's 28, I think she said. No. Maybe 30. I don't remember exactly what she said. She's around 30. She might be 31. They're not that far. That she said she's not that much older than me about Kate. So,
Very interesting.
I know. I wonder how old Captain Lee is.
60?
You think he's older than me? I'm going to have to look him up. I think he looks 65 at least. But he's been in the sun and but yachting all his life. He might just look older.
I think he's 60. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But anyway, the new one is coming up, and it's going to be in the south of France. How awesome is that? That's going to be some good ones.
Who is it? Hannah's boat?
Yeah. With that, what was that captain's
Sandy.
Name? Sandy. Sandy, yeah, Captain Sandy.
I like Captain Sandy because she can't control the people, so there's more people getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah. There's more shenanigans.
Yeah. Captain Lee just blames it on everybody, and then they're all just...
Yeah, and they didn't have anywhere to go out. Riley was saying that. There was only, like, one or two places they would go. They would see the same locals there. I just think it sounds like, oh, wow, they're going to be in Tahiti. It's like, no. Nope. Anyway.
I wonder how they get on the show. Do they actually try and apply for the job?
Well, let me – Heather asked her that, and I thought it was very – her answer was odd. She said, how, you know, you've been in fishing or whatever in Alaska. That's not really like, have you ever been on a yacht? And she goes, oh, I've been on a yacht. She goes, no, but as an employee. And she goes, oh, no. She said, I've never done that kind of thing before. She said, well, how'd you get on the show? She goes, well, I had posted a couple of pictures of myself on the boat on Instagram. And, you know, through hashtags and what have you, I was approached.
Like, what?
Yeah. Like, okay, so go on a boat and put a hashtag, I'm on a boat, or I don't know, but it sounded very bizarre. And then she said, yeah, and then, you know, I pursued it, and I went to L.A., and I interviewed, and they offered it to me. So I thought, wow, I'm all for adventure, yeah.
That's like, not true.
Yeah, because that's not what Caroline said when Caroline was on Heather's podcast. Caroline said she had applied more than one time. She had gone through the interview process more than one time, and she had worked on a yacht before, but I think they figured Caroline was cuckoo. She probably wasn't, but that's the perfect person to
Well, that's probably there. Why they had to line it up right so they could get the most out of
the most out of the cuckoo. But she said she was not, she was, not chosen the first go round. Like, she had made it, like, you know, through two or three levels of interviews or auditions or whatever they do, and then told her no, sorry, and then invited her back the second time. And when she went through all the process the second time, she got the job. So I don't know, but evidently all you need to do is put a picture on Instagram with a hashtag. That's how you get
noted
on.
Duly noted.
That's all you got to do.
Well, so, we watched the Super Bowl.
Kinda. They played what?
Some football.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
We were here for Adam Levine's Grandma Curtains tank top.
He got such bad reviews. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he looked horrible.
Well,
I don't think he did a horrible job.
I will always say forever, unless you've been in the Super Bowl, you can't comment.
And you have.
True. But I mean, as an artist. I'm saying, like, Lady Gaga. If Lady Gaga tweeted and said Adam Levine sucked, I'd be like, well, I guess she thought hers was better. You know, like, who are you, Karen, sitting on the couch saying Adam Levine sucks? Okay, what have you done?
Yeah. Well, I thought he did just as good as Beyonce with her Black Panther people, or Katy Perry was pretty good. Bruno Mars is pretty good, but I just like the I like him as an artist better. He's just a performer. I mean, Adam Levine will never dance like Bruno Mars.
Right.
I mean, it's just a preference. I mean, I don't know. And then I saw he got so bashed because he could show two nipples and Janet Jackson got in so much trouble for showing one.
Also, that was like 20 years ago. Times have changed.
I know. Probably today she would be all applauding, like power to women. Woohoo!
Yeah.
It's all about women, the women's movement.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know. But yeah, we did get to watch that. I did see I didn't see a lot of the game because I was playing with the babies and just wasn't that interested in cooking and whatever. But we all saw the best commercial that was rated the best commercial of the Super Bowl. Do you know what that was?
The Microsoft one?
No. The one where all the football players are at a banquet and the ball falls off the cake.
Yeah.
And they yell, fumble!
You know what I heard?
That was what?
Tom Brady's in that commercial, and you know when he takes off all his rings?
Yeah.
He takes off 6 rings.
Ah!
Rigged or no? Nah?
So you think it's all rigged?
I don't know. I saw that on the internet. He takes off 6 rings.
Well, Gisele Bündchen tweeted or said somewhere that it was just the perfect storm because he needed to have a 6th Super Bowl ring because their daughter was 6. It's like, what?
Was she meaning like he's won a ring every year of her life?
No, because he hasn't won one every year. Oh. They haven't won every year they've been in the Super Bowl.
So
he's been in the Super Bowl like 9 times. Yeah, it hasn't been 6 in a row. It's just total. He needed 6 rings.
I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, but.
Yeah, is that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, so not happy with any of it since the Saints were so cruelly robbed. But I think if the Saints would have gotten to the Super Bowl, they'd have probably lost anyway. And then it'd have been just devastating. At least this way,
the you Saints can say could feel they like cheated.
They got robbed. They got cheated. We can like be defiant and say, screw the Super Bowl. You know, if you'd have got to the Super Bowl and lost, then it'd have been like, ugh.
Yeah, you got to the Super Bowl and lost.
Yeah. Because the last time the Saints got to the Super Bowl, they won.
Wow, who dat?
That's right.
Well, that's all I have to say about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, me too.
I did have...
You know that... I have one more thing. Tom Brady... And the MVP, who he says this is like his little brother, the bearded guy.
Yeah.
Did you see they did the commercial about, we're going to Disney World? They actually went to Disney World the day after the Super Bowl and rode in the parade that runs down Main Street at Disney World. And spent one day and then flew back to New England for the parade the next day.
Is that like weird? A little much.
And I read that they do that every year. Whoever says, we're going to Disney World, they actually go and they're in the parade the day after the Super Bowl.
That's stupid.
People can't rest.
Who cares?
I know, right?
So,
anyway.
That MVP has got to be the least exciting person I've ever seen on TV, so...
He's tired. It's because he's having the fly to the Super Bowl.
How does it feel to win the MVP? I'm tired. That's literally what he said. I'm tired.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Got this big beard, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a football player.
No, he looks like a grunge, like, woodworker or something.
Singer-songwriter. Well, I have something I'm obsessed with today.
Woo! What?
You already, I kind of already told you a little bit of the lowdown, but I'll tell our viewers. We got 10 viewers last time on our podcast.
Yay.
Now we're merging with Spotify. We'll get even more.
Yeah, and I need some help sharing because my friends are asking, how can I get it? How can I listen?
Yeah, so it's on Spotify. We'll talk
about that. Yeah.
So, I'm obsessed. You know best about what? Spotify?
No, that's the name of our podcast.
Oh, yes. Okay. I am obsessed with, there is a YouTube scandal. As you guys may know, I am a fellow YouTuber, and I love YouTube. But David Dobrik and Jason Nash are in a scandal with Trisha Paytas because Trisha Paytas said a joke about Jason having a threesome with a 20-year-old, and Trisha took it too far. So they made all these videos. She made a reply video saying David is like Ted Bundy, saying that Jason is a pedophile. All of these things in a video documented, and then she deleted it. And then he made a response video saying Trisha's crazy. And then they made a video together saying that they're sorry for all this commotion. And then all of those videos were deleted. So
it's been so they're like fighting, like via fighting, YouTube. Like having a family squabble amongst themselves
on YouTube,
just back and forth, like when people fight with each other on Facebook.
Yeah.
But that's so dumb.
It's, I mean, she's kind of known for that. Like, she's always been known as, like, what do you call it? What's the word? It just left my mind. Not revenge. Exposed. She was an exposed channel. So, like, it was, like, you know, all these squeaky clean, like, people. And then she'd be like, oh, but I know what they did. And they did this, this, and this. She's always kind of been a snake.
Oh.
And, like, her boyfriend before... What?
I was Hello? Like, why does this Jason guy go out with her?
Well, he likes her. Until he makes a mistake and then she exposes him. But...
Well, wanting to have a threesome with a 20-year-old is kind of a big mistake.
But the point is...
It was a joke?
The point is there... There's a very fine line in their lives of what is and what is for the vlog, which is most supposed to be made to look real. But obviously, they say things to make it more interesting.
Right. They're not stupid.
Yeah. So
they're all about drama.
They also put $100,000 on Red, Double or Nothing for their nanny. Okay. Yeah, that was real. But like, that's not real. You know what I mean? They really did that, but that's not like their everyday life.
Right.
They did that for the vlog. So
they created a storyline.
Yeah. So
and then put it on YouTube.
So they've been going with this bit that Jason was in love with this other YouTuber who's 20. And he made in the video, he was like, David, if you get Tana to say she'll have a three-way with me and Trisha, I'll buy you a Ferrari. And so the whole video, he's trying to convince Tana to have a three-way with them. But it's obviously all for the bit. And she's like, that's just so disrespectful. And he's a pedophile. She's only 20 years old. And he's 45. So it's been very juicy. And I posted it on my Instagram saying that it was very juicy. I had many friends say following. Because the funnest part is when they make these videos, they delete them. So you got to watch them as soon as they come out or else you don't know what's going on.
Again, all for the drama and all for the urgency.
Yeah,
y'all are all being taken.
Yeah, I'm a lemming. But I want to know what she has to say.
I know, you can't stop watching.
I know.
It's like The Hills.
Yeah.
They all finished the series and just drove off together, like off of the Hollywood set, because it was all a show.
Yeah. But this is even more, this is like a whole, like if The Hills was on a level 3, this is like a level 7.
Oh, wow.
Of like everything. I don't know. It just, first of all, it feels more real because it's a vlog.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It could all be for fake. I don't know. Well, but I don't think I'd want to be called Ted Bundy for fake. Or a pedophile.
I don't think they care.
But she did say one thing that hasn't been mentioned again in that first video. She said that one of their friends, Brandon, was dating somebody that was 17. And after that video was deleted, nobody said anything else about it again. And I was like, she must have taken it too far.
Yeah, now she's ratting out the people.
Yes, too far.
Yep, yep. Well, good. Well, you keep me posted on that because I'm not watching them.
Yeah, you don't watch YouTube.
No. Except for Lindsay.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. I have a video I was supposed to upload tonight.
Oh, well.
I didn't.
You have time. How long does it take?
Not very long.
You can do it.
Well, that's all I have. Are you obsessed with anything?
I'm kind of still obsessed with Instagram, but we've already talked about that.
No new thoughts on your Instagram?
Well, should I tell
no.
all of, my processes?
No.
I'm following loops. I'm joining loops, like, of the decor world. And I'm finding out that a lot of people are not what they say they are. And it's starting to really rub me the wrong way. Like, you know, 65,000 followers and all they post is pictures of other people's houses and driving down the road. Isn't this a beautiful house? Or,
yeah,
like, what the heck? So just kind of, you know, not really authentic.
Yeah. So, well, it's Instagram.
I'm so obsessed with it. Huh?
It's Instagram.
I know, but it's like, you know, I'd like to just see people's pretty houses or their projects or, you know, even their kids. I mean, I follow this one lady that's got like 7 kids and then she adopted a little African baby. I mean, I think her life is pretty interesting. I mean, don't show me other people's stuff. I mean, I don't know. So, well, just you're not too everybody's hard to as please. Honest. Huh?
You're too hard to please.
No, I just would like to be real.
But it's, I mean, Instagram.
If it's fake, tell me it's fake.
But if it were real, it'd be called Facebook.
Huh. I see. Well, Instagram's supposed to not be real then?
No, but it's a different... It's like a portfolio. When Facebook is like a scrapbook. That's a good analogy.
Huh. Very interesting. And what is Twitter? Just a vomit of the mouth? Vomit of...
Yeah.
Regurgitation.
Wow, we've already been on 58 minutes. We got to cut it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. We'll see you next week.
Going to Dancing with the Stars. Woo!
All right. Bye.
Bye.